In the name of Jesus, our risen and ascended Lord. Amen. Our text is the lesson just read, especially Paul's conclusion, "When I am weak, then I am strong." I think it'd be interesting to conduct a little survey this morning, especially with the Christ Academy present, on those great Lutheran epics, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Spider-Man, or even Tolkien and Lewis's trilogies. I've been thinking about those because we're preparing a Star Wars cave for our grandchildren's visit that's forthcoming. And over the telephone, one has indicated a preference to be Obi-Wan Kenobi, and another, Darth Vader, who I'm worried about his theological orientation. But it's striking, if you, like I, have seen most of those episodes, how there's a pattern that is obvious. And that pattern is that the forces of good look frail. In fact, normally it looks as though they will not only be frail, but they will fail. And then, without exception, there's some deliverance, a true and sudden deliverance from the foe. And I think that that pattern, which we enjoy in entertainment, is held up before us in St. Paul to speak to the truth of our condition and to address the reality of the drama that we live out. As Paul says elsewhere, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against powers, dark powers. And those powers are more visible all around us. The devil delights in death. And whether it's death caused by a terrorist abroad or death rendered with surgical violence in an abortionist mill, the devil delights. And he delights in challenging the word of life that St. Paul brought so vigorously and so wonderfully. In fact, if you look at this text, it's embedded in a longer section, 2 Corinthians 10 to 13, in which Paul keeps the focus on his own calling, how Christ's presence in him has worked itself out. And listen to a little bit of an earlier chapter where he says, I've been in prison, flogged severely. 5 times I got 40 lashes minus 1 from the Jews, 3 times beaten with rods, 1 time stoned, 3 times shipwrecked, a night and a day in the open sea, in danger from rivers, from bandits, from countrymen, from the Gentiles, in danger in the city, in the country, and at sea. That really sounds almost as though it's a relishing in weakness, doesn't it? We have to be careful, because St. Paul is not holding before us that litany of challenges to discourage, but to rather show how deeply Christ is embedded in him and how in the midst of that, he is still confident and at peace. Listen to him a bit later when he says this: "Brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." What a contrast from, on the one hand, holding up his weakness, on the other hand, holding up all that he invites us as Christians to enjoy. And how does he get from one to the other? quite simply, it's Christ that makes the difference. In Christ, we hear something different than the materialist. When we hear birds in the morning, when we hear good music, when we read good literature, when we enjoy play, all of that is different because it's in Christ. And we see the loving, gracious handicraft of God with intimate care to details for our benefit, not only in the salvation that we ultimately await, but in our day-to-day lives. And so there's an entirely different perspective than the entertainment industry or that our own flesh might offer. We take any challenges as what they are, marks of a fallen epoch in which the children of light are still called to live. And as we live, we project the light of Christ, not only by our explicit witness, but by our embrace of life every day. It is a good thing to be alive in the Lord. And I'd like to cite a specific example. One of our deaconess graduates, Lorna Meeker, married one of our MDiv graduates, Dennis Meeker. They both serve in the largest ghetto in the suburbs of Nairobi, the largest ghetto in all of Africa. And while I haven't been there, I've talked to pastors who have, and they said they couldn't wait to get out. The smells, the poverty, the pain that surrounds the Meekers as they have their church and their clinic is simply overwhelming for the visitor. But when they were visiting with us on campus just recently, what you saw in them wasn't despair, but a delight in their calling. And their kind of conviction was shown when that country erupted in a civil war, and when their church was burnt, when their clinic was destroyed, when all the other Western missionaries fled to Ethiopia, the Meekers stayed with their people. And they held up Christ in the midst of real danger, the sorts of life-threatening dangers that St. Paul rehearses. And yet, they confess with great clarity and confidence God's governance in Christ. Our seminary is proud to have people who serve in those contexts, in affluent contexts, in every human context, that can bring the message of Christ to people who every day are tempted to reduce themselves to mere consumers or material political entities. So I'd like to suggest this morning that we are living out a far greater adventure than Star Wars or the other great epics of our time. The adventure in Christ is real. It's good. It begins with our baptism. It continues with daily absolution in that baptism. And it looks forward to the resolution of every pain in Christ, both now and eternally. So enjoy that great adventure, for the forces of good and of God have been victorious in the resurrection of Christ. Amen.